Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the outstanding songwriters of our generation was Mosey Lister. A number of his songs are among my favorites of all time. One of his songs has the title, "He Knows Just What I Need." The chorus of the song reads, "My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, He knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, He knows just what I need." If this beautiful song teaches the truth, why do we need to pray? The simplest answer I can give you is this. This is what our Heavenly Father commands us to do. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Heavenly Father knows what you have need of before you ask Him. Matthew 6:7-8. These words from the Sermon on the Mount remind me of the words of Tavia in the movie Fiddler on the Roof. Tavia begins his communication with God by saying, "As the good book says." Then it dawns on him he is speaking to the author of the good book. He then says, "Why should I tell you what the good book says?" By the same token, we may be tempted to wonder why we should pray to God if He already knows what we need and is more eager to give it to us than we are to receive it. Jesus cautions us about making the mistakes the hypocrites and the pagans make. The hypocrites love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets. They know that when they do that, they will likely be noticed by their fellow men. The hypocrites will almost certainly be thought of as being devout and pious. The heathen utter vain repetitions and speak profusely as if God were not interested in their prayers. Jesus wanted His immediate disciples and us not to pray as did the hypocrites and the heathen. In verses 9 through 15, Jesus furnishes us with a model prayer which Christians need to study very carefully. Do you ever become discouraged, lonely, depressed, and heartsick? Have you ever thought about giving up on the Lord and His people? Are you concerned about the moral values which permeate society in general, and your community in particular? Are you troubled about the young people in our nation? Do you ever wonder if the home as God ordained it can survive the many attacks against it? My friends, I'm not telling you that our only means of working on the problems we face every day is to pray for God to help us. Praying certainly is one way God has given us for making our world better, for strengthening the church of the living God, and for salvaging the homes of America. Christians are to watch and pray. Mark 14:38. We are to use our time and talent in working to solve the moral and spiritual problems of the world. But we must not forget to pray. Without God's help, we are not going to succeed. Paul knew how much Christians would need to pray if they were going to have the blessings of God Almighty. He wrote as follows to a young preacher, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." 1 Timothy 2:1-3. Paul tells us to pray when life seems to be falling apart, when we are prone to worry about our problems. He said, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Philippians 4:6-7. God knows what we need, but we owe it to Him to pray on a regular basis. Thank you, and may God bless you.